Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. And the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. We are in Yishayo Perek Mem Aleph, and in this Nevuah, Yishayo is going to take it to the town, to the nations, to the world, over their Avodah Zarah. And he says to them, look, you forgot the lessons of Avram Avinu, who taught about monotheism, about Hashem Echad, and about the dangers of Avodah Zarah. And as I'd like to remind you, this is a part of the Haftorah for Parshas Lech Lecha, the other part having started in yesterday's Perek. The Goyim set up the Perakim, so it doesn't always fit out with and fit together with that which you and I tend to utilize. So Yishayo begins by calling to the nations of the world, the powerful nations, and the other nations near and large, anyone who harmed the Jewish people, and he says, I want you to understand, he says, who awakened the one from the east? Who is that? That's a reference to Avraham Avinu, who came from Aram Naharayim, which is the east of Eretz Yisrael. And whenever Avram went, Vayikra b'shem Hashem, he called out to Hashem. So Yitain lefanav goyim umelachim yard, who gave nations to him and dominion over kings. Right? When Avram Avinu was faced with attacks of the four kings, the great military alliance, even Og Melech HaBashan ran away, and the leader was Nimrod, and still he defeated him with a couple of people, and he conquered. Yitain ka'afar charbo, we're told, his sword turned into dust. The Gemara in Sanhedrin learns from here that Hashem caused the sword of the king's army to become impotent as dust, but the Gemara says that Avram Avinu's threw dust at the enemies, and that shot it turned into swords and arrows and shot straws, which and attacked the four kings. And then he ran passed through land which he never ran to, and he did so b'shalom. And here he was; he wasn't known for war. Right, and in this, Yishayo continues in Pasuk Dalet to say that it really was HaKadosh Baruch who existed from the beginning, who exists forevermore, to awaken Avram Avinu to go into the world and to talk about Hashem, his existence, and moral law. And he did this against the culture of idolatry. So here he was, a lone man facing a world culture of idolatry. And when the world's most powerful nations attempted to overwhelm this area, it was Avram Avinu who was empowered by Hashem to go ahead and defeat the kings on the earth. So the Navi says to the Jewish people, "Mipal ba'asakori adoros meirosh." Right? He says, "Why are you opposing us? Why do you persecute us? We're the descendants of this person." Right, and for people who to go ahead and went with the kriya b'shem Hashem, and so the Navi continues and tells us of the disappointing aftermath of Avram's miraculous defeat of the axis of the Arba Malachim, and when his victory became known, everyone started to believe in Hashem. They were in awe of Avram Avinu, and they paid tribute to Avram. The nations wanted to make Avram Avinu a prince. They wanted to make him a prince in that situation. And Malkitzedek, the religious leader, came out to take care of him. So there was this newfound unity of faith, and they went into a mutual assistance pact. However, as we see in Pasuk Vav, Ish Esreu Yazoru Lachib Yomar Chazak, people said they were going to help each other. But that alliance turned in the wrong direction. Instead of using it to promote the world, the work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they utilized the efforts to promote Avodah Zarah, and they started to manufacture Avodah Zarah together. Vayachazek, Charash, Sorech, Machlik Patish, Holein Poam, the craftsman encouraged the smith, and the finishing tap hammerer, the sledgehammer. He said everyone was turning around to create Avodah Zarah, and they started to encourage one another. So that song, Yishesreyu Yazor Lachib Yomar Chazak, was actually a negative, not a positive. Avram Fried had to turn around and make it into a positive note. But that's not the initial intent of the Navi over here. The nations take this. The Navi ends his indictment at this particular point. So how does Am Yisrael deal with the situation? So in Pasuk Ches, he says, "V'atah Yisrael Abdi Yaakov Asher Becharticha Zera Avram O Abi Asher Achazakticha Miktzos Aretz U'Me'atzilah Karasicha." He says, "Bnei Yisrael, you were chosen, no matter where you found yourself in history, whether you were highly esteemed in the world or whether you were downtrodden and you are Abdi Yaakov, you're identified in a negative way because of Galus. You always have a love affair with Hashem. During Galus, the Jewish people often been made to feel rejected and lowly, despised and vilified by the nations, and by HaKadosh Baruch Hu raises our spirits because he keeps referring to us as Atzilim, as this honored title of being the great ones of Hashem. So he wants us to understand that we should have self-esteem even during the dark hours of the Galus." And he continues to offer words of encouragement to the Jewish people therein. These, that Becharticha v'lo ma'asticha, I've chosen you, I haven't rejected you, right? The Nevuos weren't only prophecies, they were things that were supposed to strengthen us throughout Galus. And therefore he says, Al tira ki imcha ani, al tishta ki ane alokecha imatzticha afazarticha aftmachticha bimintziki. I don't be dismayed, I'm with you, I've always been with you, I'm going to continue to be with you. The fact that we continue to exist as a nation is a result of Hashem's Hashgacha Pratis. And then in Pasuk Yud Aleph Yud Beis, the Yishayo sees the eventual end of the Galus and of the demise. He says, "Hein Yevoshu Yikomen Kol Necharayim Baruch Yiyu Ka'ayin Biyovdu Anshei Rivecha Tevak Shem Elo Timsayim Anshei Matusecha Yiyu Ka'ayin Kefas Anshei Melchamtecha." He says, you should understand that the enemies of the Jewish people are also going to be, they're, whatever level they prosecuted you, they'll be considered as nobodies and non-entities. So here you have these former powerful and influential people who they'll be totally destroyed from the face of the earth. They won't be found. There'll be no trace of them. They will be in the dustbin of history. We will continue to go ahead and thrive because we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking care of us. And that's what he says in Pasuk Yedalad, Al Tiri Tolas Yaakov. He says, don't worry when you're in a lowly position in a particular point in history where we're being trampled upon and vilified by the world, right? You know, we feel like lower than worms, right? Don't worry. Hashem says, I'll help you, and I am the one who's going to redeem you. And he says, the fact is that you're going to get winnowed and you're going to get scattered, right? Take heart, don't be dismayed. Look at the time. You're going to be spread around, right? And that's the way it goes. You're going to, the wind will carry off the enemies, and you're going to be able to be excited. You're going to be able to jubilate in Hashem and praise yourself in Am Yisrael. The poor people, the destitute, they look for water, but there isn't any. Their tongue gets parched by thirst, and Hashem says, I will answer them. Right? Rivers, what Yishayo means is that, like water in the desert, Torah observance and leadership will appear in Babel, where it was least expected, the land far from Eretz Yisrael. And sure enough, what's going to happen while they were going to be in Babel? He says, there was a number of people who would show up and be there at the right time. We know that of Daniel, we know about Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, Zerubbabel, Mordechai, Bilshan, Ezra, Nehemiah. They would be there, and during the last years of the period of time in Eretz Yisrael under Yoyakim, Yechaniah, and Zedekiah, Torah observance was weak, and the leadership of the Jewish people was in chaos, and the kings were intimidated by the Babylonians, and the only real Torah authority was Yirmiyahu HaNavi, and people didn't listen to him. However, after they were in Babel for a short period of time, there was a turnaround, and Torah observance and leadership flourished. And notwithstanding the absence of the Jewish kingdom, right, the Beis HaMikdash and the Sanhedrin, there was still an invigoration in that relatively short period of time. Nevuah came back to the Jewish people, in the form of Yechezkel and Chagai and Zechariah and Malachi, Anshei Knesset HaGedola existed, and they get composed of the great Torah authorities of the time. And we know that that Hashem turns around and he has that ability. And Yishayahu compares that to the understanding that in the desert, Hashem has the ability to put his brosh tithar v'tashur, to put his cypress, his elm, and his boxwood, the different types of trees. But Yishayahu sees the spiritual wasteland, and Hashem promises to give them water to create these wonderful trees, right? To go ahead and create this resurgence. And it's a sign to the nations that Yiru v'yedu v'yasimu v'yaskilu, that Hashem was in close proximity of his people, even in their galus, right? We certainly find Yishayahu speaking in Hashem's name, calling to the nations to a trial. And the Navi summons them to trial, Yachdav L'mishpat Nekrava. What he wants to do is give them this lesson to make sure that they keep it. And now the Navi speaks to the Nevi'im of the worshipping nations, right? Kirvu Rivchem Yomar Hashem, Hagishu Atzmuschem Yomar Melech Yaakov. Just bring your arguments, see, you know, in this situation. You know, what are you going to do to make your claim? Yishayahu challenges false prophets to predict the future, just like he's about to do. And so what is the nevuah that he's about to provide them? So he turns around and he tells them that there's going to be a Koresh. He condemns the false prophets and the idol worshippers in the context of the world of Koresh, who rises at the 200 years after he dies. He says, long after my lifetime, when this nevuah is realized, you'll realize that only Hashem spoke the truth. Now remember, Koresh takes control of not the Babylonian Empire, but rather the Parasumadai, the Persian-Median Empire, which was the civilized world after Daryavish dies, right? And the truth is, the Babylonians were the people who had developed. Now remember, Babel developed from a small, unimportant country, and it became so big it destroyed Ashur. Babel takes control of all of Eretz Yisrael, and it exiles the Jewish people. That lasts 70 years. And Paras and Madai, which developed into a world empire, was a group of wild tribes in that situation. So here's Yishayahu HaNavi talking about Paras and Madai, which were, at this point, basically nomadic tribes at best, taking over for a young country that was a tiny nothing to begin with while he's still alive. And he's talking about Koresh is going to go ahead and realize that he has a mandate from Hashem to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, to tell the Jews that whoever wants to go ahead can go ahead and do so. And so Yishayahu talks about this nevuah here in Koresh's first year of his reign. And Yishayahu is only alluding to that proclamation. He's going to talk about it very clearly in a couple of days when he mentions Koresh by name. And so going back to the invitation, he says that first it's going to come in two stages. He says the first wave of Olim, the Rishon, was led by Zerubbabel, by Nehemiah, by Yoshua Kohen Gadol and Mordechai Bilshan. And when they get to Yerushalayim, they start to lay the groundwork for the Beis HaMikdash. But there are going to be enemies that are going to get them to stop the construction. And so, there was a delay for 14 years, which of course includes the period of time of Koresh and of Ahasuerus of the Purim story. And then Daryavish II, who restarted the process of rebuilding. And the construction gets finished 4 years later in the sixth year of Daryavish. And there is no Mevaser for Yerushalayim. The second stage is a reference to Daryavish, who would authorize the continuity of the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, which gets finished during his reign. And it's only after the second Beis HaMikdash was completed that a second group led by Ezra come back to Eretz Yisrael. So he says, that's what's going to happen. You guys take a shot and see if you can do better. And he says, none of the false Nevi'im would make such a prediction, and none of them could offer me advice if I asked them. Their words are nothing, Ephes Ma'aseim, their products, their idols, etc., is worthless. And what he says is that when his Nebuah gets realized 200 years later, the world will realize in retrospect that all the things about the religion, the philosophy of Avodah Zarah was all nonsense. It was nothing but Ruach Vato Niskehem, nothing but wind and emptiness, a lot of hot air. And that is the Perek Mem Aleph, which Yishayo completes with us, and Bezos Hashem, he will continue when we learn again tomorrow morning. Have a great day.